A new outdoor adventure park will soon open just west of Eureka Springs called Ozark Mountain Zip Lines. Ozark's at large's Jacqueline Froelich takes us there.
Will Wall, outfitted with a climbing harness, stands far off in the distance, high on a freshly constructed wooden platform perched above a steep valley. He clips his harness strap, fixed with a wheel pulley onto a half-inch thick cable, leans back, steps off, and glides through the air. Robert Nickel, owner and operator of Ozark Mountain Zip Lines, provides play-by-play.
Okay. All right. So Will is coming across our longest cable on the small course. It's about 300 feet long, about 50 feet high. He's riding in, bringing it to a stop. Perfect, right on the platform.
A half dozen more platforms strategically scattered over 30 acres of twisting, rugged valley connected by a spiderweb of cables comprise Ozark Mountain Zipline Canopy Tour. Robert Nickel and park manager Will Wall, with help from a local carpenter, built this course in just over 6 weeks. Nickel builds zip lines around the world under the auspices of his company, Universal Zipline Technology, LLC.
I got the idea from watching a documentary and reading a magazine article about Donald Perry. He was a researcher, biologist researcher in Costa Rica, and he strung ropes in the aerial part of the canopy to access the trees, the bugs, the flowers that grew there, and the snakes that hang out there. So I got the idea from reading his article. I thought, you know, people would pay to come do this. If you strung some cables through the trees, that would be a little bit safer and a lot of fun and not so much work, because what he was doing was work. The way he did it, traversing through the trees, was more work than fun. So I decided to string some cables up in Costa Rica back in 1990, and it worked out really well.
Nickel's constructed 10 zipline canopy courses in Ecuador, Costa Rica, North Carolina, his home state, Tennessee, Kentucky, and Branson, Missouri. He and his family settled in Nixon, Missouri several years ago.
I operate one near Branson called Zipline USA, and I am a co-owner of one in northern Missouri near Herman called Eco Zipline Tours, and I have others, but those are the closest ones to here.
And zipline attractions can be really profitable, depending upon the outfront costs and location and how they're staged. A single ticket to this course, for example, runs around $90 with group rates available. But Nickel, who appears to be the standard bearer, says his courses are not only super safe, they're really green.
We also try extremely hard to build a course that leaves no footprint. When we build a course, we do all of it by hand. We don't use heavy equipment. We haul everything through the jungle or the woods, drag the cable by hand, pull it up by hand, tension it by hand, and so we don't leave a big footprint on the woods or the jungle.
Nickel looked at a dozen properties, but settled on this 30-acre parcel located off Pivot Rock Road, just beyond Eureka's residential district.
We were looking for a property that had ridge lines and good rock formations and some, you know, scenic beauty, but also accessibility is important. You can go way out from town and find great property, but you might not be able to get your people there, and they might not want an hour and a half bus ride. So we found this one. It was close into town. It was just outside the city limits, but close enough to have our office in the city limits so we could generate some tax revenue for the city and offer jobs for local people. It's important to me when I look for a location to find an area that needs revitalization. And I think Eureka Springs is going through a transition. And we turned down offers at Petit Jean State Park area. We turned down offers near Hot Springs and offers near Little Rock to come to Eureka Springs. And I feel like it was a good decision. I know the town is going to work well with us. The people are going to work well with us. And I think it's going to be a good partnership.
The site did pose some challenges.
Well, one of the biggest ones was this side has a road on it. The far side doesn't have any roads. I had to build a small road to access it from the ground, but there are 45-foot high rock cliffs. We have platforms that are built extending out off those cliffs, cantilevering out off of trees. We had to actually put all the lumber on a cable on two pulleys, then ride the lumber 2,000 feet across the gorge, and then build that on the side of a cliff. And every bit of materials that we used over there, we had to transport on the cable.
That was
a lot of fun. Wet cables, bad handbrakes, and 2,000 pounds of lumber. It's hard to stop at 50 miles an hour. So it was an exciting trip.
Subsistence cultures in Tibet and China still use ropes and pulleys in some places to convey people, supplies, and livestock across deep rivers and gorges. But riders on the new Ozark Mountain zip lines must comply with certain rules, says Will Wall. He and his wife Kendra, recently relocated here from the Blue Ridge Mountains of Appalachia, are going to be managing this operation. For example, no babies are allowed on the course.
And three and over. We generally like to keep our clients, you know, under. There's a 250 pound weight limit, and it's not because the cables won't hold them or anything's going to give. It's just because of they come in too fast and too hot, and it's a safety hazard.
And physically challenged adults and children with special needs are also welcome, owner Robert Nickel.
Of course, they have to ride with a guide. They can't go with their parents. They have to ride with a professionally trained and certified guide. But when they're on that cable, they're free and zipping just like everybody else with a guide behind them to do the braking, obviously, because we don't want anybody splatting into the trees. But It is fun for everyone. And there's really very, very few people that would be left out of this particular course because there's very little hiking. There's very little to no climbing. So really just about anybody can do it.
Bucket listers, honeymooners, church groups are invited. School classes can come take the canopy tour for science credit.
We have the course that we're looking at. You guys can't see it, but this is our child-friendly course. It's five low cables. They're not as quite as high and as long as and intimidating as our five big cables, but this is where we would do field trips and where kids can comfortably come and do trips from age three and up, from preschool all the way through high school, and get a lesson in botany. We know, you know, our guides are very knowledgeable about the trees, the plants, indigenous, and some that we will plant that are not indigenous. We're gonna do a lot of landscaping around here and add some rhododendron. Since we're from North Carolina, the best state in the world for rhododendron, we're gonna plant some rhododendron here and hope that we can get it to grow because it's so beautiful.
Yeah.
And some ground covers.
Patrons may see eagles in the valleys, hawks, foxes, lots of deer, and lots of squirrels, and occasionally wild hogs, which forage up Lake Leatherwood City Park, just down the mountain. The Walls will be on site 7 days a week, running canopy tours from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., weather permitting.
How many on staff? We hope to have 6 to 8 guides and a bus driver or two.
A shuttle driver, because no one's allowed to drive onto the park. Patrons register and are outfitted at the main office in Eureka Springs.
It's wonderful. People will come into the office and they will hear by us by website, Facebook, or word of mouth, but they'll come into the office, sign waivers, get harnessed up, and then we bus them out here on a shuttle bus and drop them off. And the canopy tour from A to Z will run approximately an hour and a half to 2 hours.
Patrons are fitted with protective helmets and harnesses. Riders must wear sturdy shoes that won't fall off midair and comfortable clothing. No hanging jewelry, no cameras or phones allowed on the zip lines, but platform paparazzi are permitted to get all those cool action shots, owner Robert Nickel.
And you do have a handbrake, so you do control your speed a little bit and your stopping. The guide would give you a signal when it's time to put your brakes on, and the brake is very easy, very comfortable, it doesn't jerk you. It's a very smooth brake, and you bring yourself to a stop.
Much like a bicycle brake, Robert Nickel says. And no one can get stuck out on a zip line. It's a gravity glide traversing from platform to platform. Two guides will be on hand for each group tour to make sure you are safely harnessed and clipped in and safely landed.
And to deliver each person one at a time for safety. We're big on safety.
As many as 150 patrons per day. Zip lines are considered an amusement ride. The Arkansas Department of Labor regulates conventional amusement rides and attractions, but no specific state regs exist for zip lines. According to email correspondence for this story with Denise Oxley, general counsel, for now, the department refers to the 2004 American Society for Testing and Material Amusement Park Standards, which is undergoing revision to include zip lines. That will take time. So the State Department of Labor has proposed adopting the National Association of Challenge Course Technology and Canopy Zipline Tour Standards. Once it goes through public comment, the new rule will be filed with the Secretary of State and codified by early summer. Robert Nickel says he routinely uses those standards to construct his zipline parks anyway, so expects to be open by March 1st.
That will depend on the state. The state has to come out and inspect first, and then they will commission when we're ready to open. And when all those hurdles are crossed and jumped, then we'll be ready to open.
tour reservations are already coming in. 9 other amusement fixed zip lines operate in Arkansas in places like Hot Springs, Mountain View, and 2 in Newton County near Ponca. According to State Department of Labor records provided for this story, only 1 accident has occurred in 2012 at a zip line operation after a 7-year-old boy slipped out of his harness and fell 7 feet, injuring his leg. This course has a total of 10 zip lines, some suspended in tree platforms, and is divided into a child-friendly course near the top of the valley and an adult course below. We hiked to the longest course, 2,000 feet long, 300 feet high, to watch snowboarder and cliff jumper Will Wall demonstrate.
Here he goes. So he's been zipping for quite a while now. He's about halfway. He's about at the halfway point now. Still going, almost out of sight. Can barely still hear him. He's about 100 feet from the end now. He's slowing down. He's landing safely on the other side, and we can barely see him from right here.
The course plays out in the bottom of the valley, where a waiting shuttle bus will bring riders back up and to their vehicles in town. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
To learn more, visit ziplineeurekasprings.com. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.